This year, Halloween will only exist after school hours for students attending Evanston's Lincoln Elementary.
These kids have a lot of chances to do candy. I love trick-or-treating, but they don't need to do it in school.
This grandmother of a Lincoln fourth grader wholeheartedly supports the school's decision, seeing multiple reasons as to why in-school celebrations should end.
I think there are two reasons to not do it in school. One is that there are kids whose families don't want to celebrate and who are kept home, who feel excluded by it. And the other is that I think most schools now are moving away from having lots of sweet treats and big celebrations in school.
Blocks away at Washington Elementary, an in-school Halloween party is still planned.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
This mother of a six-year-old says she's looking forward to continuing her family's tradition of creating homemade costumes.
I think with Halloween, at least in modern times, it's not necessarily a religious holiday. So I don't feel like it's favoring one group over the other.
District 65 says in a statement, quote, "While we recognize Halloween is a fun tradition for many, it is not a holiday that is celebrated by everyone for various reasons, and we want to honor that. We are also aware of the range of inequities that are embedded in Halloween celebrations that can take place as part of the school day and the unintended negative impact it can have on students, families, and staff."
Staff here still finding a way to have fun and celebrate the fall season. They'll host a fall festival on November the 1st, taking the place of their traditional Halloween celebration.